The drought killed some trees last year, and even if there's good moisture this spring, some trees won't be out of the woods. David Sivier is Forestry Services Manager for the City of Milwaukee. He says some trees were weakened in 2012.
Certainly drought weakens trees, makes them more susceptible to pests and diseases that would otherwise not be a problem with the tree. And just a newly transplanted tree is under stress already anyway because they've lost so much of the root system. So we'll probably see an increase in mortality.
Sivier says young trees that have not established and much older trees that are already stressed may be especially at risk. And he says even some trees that seem to sprout leaves nicely this spring may die later on. The drought after effects come as Milwaukee and some other communities continue to battle the emerald ash borer and other invaders. Sivier says more struggles may be in store.
It's really the invasives that are the most troublesome because there's no natural control mechanisms here. And now that we're in a, you know, kind of a world economy and trade, we're going to see introductions of diseases and pests that trees in America aren't prepared to handle.
Sivier says the tree canopy in Milwaukee still hasn't recovered from Dutch elm disease that first struck the area 57 years ago. Even so, the conservation group American Forests this week named Milwaukee as one of the 10 best cities in the U.S. for investing in their urban forest. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.